What up, everyone? What up, everyone? 12:29 a.m. I'm about to sleep. I just wanted to do a little recording, a little segment before I go on the theme of fashion and style. So today I was on Dundas and Ossington, on my way to grow up to grab myself a smoothie. Shout out to Dundas and Ossington. If you know, you know, you dig. And I see this pop-up shop, and it's literally like this one guy cooling inside the pop-up shop. And like literally it looks like he took his closet. Right? So the location wasn't that big, you know, like a small little mom-pop store that you would imagine on, you know, Ossington. If people on here are familiar with that area in Toronto, you know, you'll understand. And it literally looked like he took his closet and laid it out for people to kind of buy, like garage sale-esque style, but in a pop-up retail setting. So I'm in there, I'm looking around, and this guy had my build, you know, like tall, you know, slim, and literally everything in there, and it was like all streetwear and like urban wear. So I was having like a great time in there, like just looking at different things because everything fit me and it was like really cool stuff. And you know, after doing a little shopping, I just went and talked to him. I'm like, hey man, what's your story? And he told me that he's been a stylist for the past 10-11 years, and he's collected a bunch of clothes from like rappers that he styled, or you know, celebrities that he styled. So he was like essentially like a picker. So he would pick certain clothes and styles of clothes to put on these artists, and then in the process he picked up a bunch of stuff for himself. So, you know, and when I meet people like this, I love asking their opinion on fashion style. And, you know, he's been in Toronto for quite some time, but he also said, like, you know, he's been to Paris, New York, LA, you know, just like a lot of fashion hubs and style hubs. And he said that Toronto has a uniform. Like, he's like, when he's noticing guys in Toronto that they're very afraid to step out of the boundaries of, you know, and dress in a way that's like fun and almost like kind of blurring the boundaries or pushing the boundaries. They'd rather just dress in a very uniform way, stuff that's supposed to go together. And essentially what he was saying was everyone in Toronto dresses the same. And I can't lie, like I've seen this myself. Like, you know, if you walk through like Queen West, like every guy looks like he's dressed the same. If you look at the line outside warehouse, like, yo, every guy is dressed exactly the same. And I feel like it stems from a lack of, I don't know, like I guess like experimentation. People are kind of okay with what they want to wear. Maybe they're scared, but it just goes to show that, you know, the broader point here is like, look, at the end of the day, like wear clothing and fashion style is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to make you feel comfortable. It's not supposed to be in a uniform, and it's not supposed to box you in. So if you feel like wearing something and it looks good on you, then just go ahead and wear it, man. You know, and don't worry about what people are going to think. Like, you know, yo, bro, it's 2018, man. We got to leave that worrying about what people think, like, in the past, man. Like, just do you. So it was really cool chopping it up with that guy. Definitely check out his store. It's on 1138 Dundas Street West on the corner of Dundas and Ossington. A lot of really cool stuff. A lot of really nice shoes. Man, okay. I'm getting really tired now. I'm about to fall asleep. Thank you for listening. Hope to hear from y'all soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.